movies with Michael. How's it going, Michael?
Pretty well, thanks, Jared. How are you going?
I'm going good, thank you very much.
I can just make out your silhouette in that dark room.
You're not the first person to comment on the fact that it's quite dark in this room, but I think it creates a nice ambiance. You know, you get in here nice and early in the morning. I want to sound nice and sultry and casual and, you know what I mean, pleasurable to the ear. So I keep it like this.
Jared, we're talking action, sci-fi, dark comedy today. And given I'd heard nothing about this one before I found it on Amazon Prime, I went in with very, very low expectations. This one is called Jolt, and yes, it stars Kate Beckinsale. And you might remember her from the Underworld franchise. Did you ever catch any of those films?
I know of Kate Beckinsale, mostly due to middle-aged men kind of talking. Kate Beckinsale of quite popular, quite popular with the dad's fame.
The dads. Well, I'm wondering what sort of category that puts me in then. Look, Jai Courtney's also in this film. Stanley Tucci, who was in Worth last week's in it. Who else shows up? Bobby Cannavale, Laverne Cox shows up here. A guy called Ori Pfeffer. He's one you probably haven't seen very often before, but he has a nice little part in this one. And David Bradley. This film is directed by Tanya Wexler, who's made films like Mysteria and Relative Evil. Now, Kate Beckinsale's Lindy has anger management issues to the point that they make her homicidal. Let's just say public transport leg spreaders should beware. To control these impulses, she wears a vest, which she uses to shock herself when it all gets too much. And she also regularly visits her psychiatrist / electrician, Dr. Munchen, played by Stanley Tucci, for a bit of a tune-up,
yes,
both psychologically and to that vest. Now, Lindy's extra stressed at the moment because she's just met what she thinks is the perfect guy who accepts her flaws.
The man of her dreams.
Man of her dreams. He even gives her a beautiful gift and everything. But then he turns up dead, and two suspicious cops, played by Cannavale and Cox, are on Lindy's tail. She's an obvious suspect because of her long, long, long record of violence, but she's determined to find the killer before the cops find her. Like I mentioned before, this is a dark action comedy thriller. I guess it's aimed at a certain demographic, horny nerds.
Yeah, it was fast cars. There's a little bit of amorous relations throughout, you know, plenty of action, do you know what I mean? Of which I did like the cinematography and the action scenes, I must admit. I thought they were good.
There were some good, yes. But if particularly horny nerds who enjoy watching attractive women kicking ass, I think Underworld or Atomic Blonde, just not quite as good. The plot in this one, it's so ultimately ridiculous and convoluted, it feels like it was adapted from a comic book. It could well have been.
It does have that feel about it, I must admit.
But such a stupid plot. Thankfully, the film doesn't take itself too seriously. I was actually pleasantly surprised by some of the snappy dialogue in the film. Kate Beckinsale has some really funny scenes with Stanley Tucci.
Yep.
She bounces well off him and works well with Bobby Cannavale and Ori Pfeffer, even when Ori Pfeffer is actually trying to kill her in a couple of scenes.
Yep.
And there's an excellent scene with a bunch of nerds in an electronics store to look out for. The snappy dialogue in these scenes definitely made up for some fairly stupid plot and the inconsistent action sequences, which watched something like out of a late 90s rather than a more modern high-energy action classic like John Wick, Atomic Blonde, or Extraction, or even the Underworld series. Admittedly, Beckinsale was playing a vampire in those ones, but in this one she's also supposed to have a natural sort of strength and she's a quick study of the martial arts, so I was expecting something a bit better. Another high-intensity action film you could compare this to would possibly be Crank. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Yeah, with
Jason Statham.
Yes, I have.
But this one could be possibly characterised as a poor man's or poor woman's Crank. It's just not as good. Like, the film's supposed to be set in some generic American city, but the location just looked too artificial for mine, and I wasn't surprised to find out that Jolt was actually filmed in Bulgaria, of all places.
Oh.
Quite a few action films lately have been filmed there, so I'm guessing there must be some good tax credits on offer. Look out for David Bradley in this film as well. He appears briefly towards the end of the film. If there's a creepier-looking old guy going around, around in the movies at the moment, I'd be pretty surprised. I'll admit to being a Kate Beckinsale fan. So I was quite prepared to forgive this pretty flawed movie. But it did watch a bit like a TV pilot at times, or possibly a pilot for a series.
Yep.
So just beware of that. But if you just let it wash over you for 91 minutes, it's a pretty easy watch. A couple of my friends, one in particular, who watched it wasn't so forgiving. He described it as a shocker and a slap in the face. But to me, Jolt just felt more like a pleasant buzz.
It wasn't too bad. I can see it being a Friday night. Do you know what I mean? Maybe the football's finished. A couple of Doritos. Do you know what I mean? Maybe some salsa, a block of chocolate. 90 minutes, as you said, Bob's your uncle.
Definitely a post-Friday night football film. I think it may find itself in the schedule in a year or two.
I do. So thank you so much, Michael. That was Jolt. Go and check it out on Amazon Prime.
Pleasure.